Only 8 countries in the world are believed to have operable nuclear weapons. They are the U.S., Britain, France, Russia, China, India, Pakistan, and Israel. There are at least 4 nations believed to be seeking nuclear weapons capability. They are, of course, North Korea and Iraq, plus Iran and Libya. Joining us to talk about the nuclear situation around the world is Joe Cirincione of the Nonproliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Mr. Cirincione, in recent months, of course, we've heard a lot about the potential dangers of nuclear weapons in the hands of Iraq and North Korea. Is that where the greatest danger lies, in your view?
Actually, it isn't. The area of the world where we're most likely to see a nuclear weapon used in combat remains South Asia, and it's been that way for many years. That's the only area of the world where 2 nuclear-armed countries share a border and are in an active conflict with each other.
And how about other areas of concern to you?
The other area that we're most worried about is Russia, not because Russia is going to use a nuclear weapon, but because it's so weak now that it may lose control over the 20 to 25,000 nuclear weapons it has, and the 1,000 tons of bomb material, much of it in poorly guarded facilities. If you're worried about a terrorist or Saddam Hussein getting bomb material or a weapon itself, Russia's the place.
How about the former Soviet republics? Any nuclear capability left there?
There is still nuclear capability in countries like Kazakhstan and Ukraine and even Georgia, not weapons. The U.S. under the Bush and Clinton administration successfully denuclearized those nations, helping them get rid of the weapons they inherited after the breakup, but there still are several tons of fissile material, plutonium and highly enriched uranium there.
How about the weapons that Israel possesses? There's some suggestion that they may use them in retaliation.
You know, Israel is often forgotten in this equation, but it's the only country in the Middle East that actually has nuclear weapons. They have chemical and probably biological weapons as well. Estimates vary, but most believe they have about 100 nuclear weapons. And there is concern that if attacked in an Iraq scenario, if Iraq reaches out in a spasm and hits them with a chemical weapon, that Israel may feel compelled to have a nuclear response.
What about the Chinese arsenal? I understand that the Chinese are one of only 2 countries, I guess, who we might consider adversaries who have the means to deliver a nuclear weapon to the United States on a missile.
Right. There are only 2 countries could actually hit us from their own territory with the nuclear weapon, Russia, which has thousands of warheads still on missiles, and China, which has about 20. They developed ICBMs starting in 1981, and they've built about 20 of these. They're aging, but they do have a modernization process underway. They have a couple of 100 other weapons, but they're all on short-range delivery vehicles.
Of course, part of the weapon is the bomb, and part is the delivery system. Which countries on your worry list were you most in that regard, in terms of the ability to deliver?
I think you have to get away from the notion that it's a missile that's going to hit the United States. In fact, in the recent discussions of the North Korean crisis, the Iraq crisis, you notice there's been very little discussion about missile defense anymore. That's because the most likely delivery vehicle for an adversary using a nuclear weapon, according to the intelligence agencies, and I completely agree, is a non-missile means, a ship, a truck, a plane. And so, therefore, anyone with a nuclear weapon, either a subnational group like a terrorist, should a group like al-Qaeda acquire a nuclear weapon from Russian stockpiles in the future, or someone like North Korea that may have a nuclear weapon, would most likely deliver it to the United States through our ports or FedEx package.
What about Libya and Iran, both also seeking nuclear capability?
It drops off once you stop talking about the countries we've just been discussing. Libya is less interested in a nuclear program than they have been in the past and really has only notional interest. Iran has a slow but persistent program to acquire the expertise. I think of them as having a program to pursue their nuclear options, not a directed program to produce a weapon the way Iraq had.
Thanks very much, Joe Cirincione of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He's the author of Deadly Arsenals, Tracking Weapons of Mass Destruction.